Blog Talk Radio.
I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. Lord, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. And that is why my heart is filled with praise. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you care for me in such a special way. If Lord, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That is why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, Lord, Lord, I love you. Oh, I love you. Ooh, I love you, Lord, today. Because you cares for me. Ooh, Lord, you cares for me. Lord, you cares for me. Lord, you cares for me. Oh, Lord, such a satisfaction. Such a special way. Oh, Lord, praise you. Lord, I lift you up. Oh, Lord, and I magnify your name. Oh, Lord, that is why my heart feels praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul. Oh, Lord. Oh, my heart, my mind, and my soul. Lord, we pray you, Lord, you died for me, way out on Calvary. Lord, I love you, Lord, I pray you, Lord, I lift you up. Lord, I love you, I pray you, Lord, I lift you up and I magnify your name. Oh, you better love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Do you love my 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 Lord? Lord, 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 we love you. Lord, we love you, Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, today, yes, because you care, Lord, you care, Lord, you care for us in such a special way. Lord, we pray you, oh, anybody, anybody, tell me praise, tell me praise, my Lord, tell me praise, my Lord. Oh, we praise you, oh, we lift you up, oh, we magnify your name, oh, Lord. For our hearts are filled, filled with praise. One more time, Lord. I love you. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord, tell the Lord. Oh, I love you. Yes, I love you. Love you, Lord, today. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, you care for me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You care for me. Oh, Lord, in such a, such a special way. Oh, Lord, Lord, I pray you. Lord, I pray you. Lord, I pray you. I pray you in the morning. I pray you in the noonday. I pray you all day long. Lord, I pray you. Lord, I lift you up. Oh, Lord. Lord, I magnify you. Magnify your name, oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh, I love him, 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 I love him. Oh, I love the Lord, I love my dear. Thank you, dear. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my all in all, my all in all. Give me your all in all today. Is your all in all. Thank you for being my all, my all in all. You're my all. You are the joy of my life. You are the strength of my life. You are my all in all. And I love you, yeah, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Today, ooh, I love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will bless the Lord, all my soul, and with all that is within me. I will bless him all day. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul. Yes, I will, yes, I will. With all that is within me. Oh, I will bless. I will bless his holy, holy, holy name. Yes, he has done great things. Yes, yes, he has. He has done great things. Yes, yes, yes. I will bless. Anybody gonna help me? Anybody gonna help me bless his name? I will bless his holy, holy, holy name. Yes, I will bless the Lord. Oh, 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 my soul. Yes, I will bless the Lord. Oh, with all, with all, with all, oh, my soul, and with all that is within me, I will bless. Hallelujah. I will bless his holy, his holy, his holy name. Good evening. Good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, 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 amen. I am your host, Evangelist Baby Alford. Amen, amen. And my husband, Minister LC. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God that my husband is back in action again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's ready to take the comb again. Hallelujah. God has done great things. God has done great things. And we are excited. Hallelujah. We are excited. Hallelujah. Over here at 1210 Phoenix in Hammond, Louisiana, we are very excited about what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you and we bless you. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out. Reaching out to the lost, to the outcast, to the lonely, hurting, oppressed, or depressed, or whatever you may be feeling on today. Amen. We're reaching out, offering God gift of love as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Jesus knowing her condition. Amen. He knowing her low estate, her low self-esteem, whatever she was troubled about. He knew all about her trouble, Baba Shana. And he offered her, amen, amen, a free gift. And he had to sit, same free gift he's offering today. Amen. And that's what we are doing. We are doing after she received that free gift. Amen. Oh, she went running through the streets. Oh, come see a man. Hallelujah. So that's what we are doing today. Amen. That's what Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is about. Amen. Amen. We'll tell somebody, come see a man. Come see Jesus who wants to hear you. Amen. Amen. He said, come unto me, all you that are laden and heavy laden. Come unto me. He wants to give you rest. He wants to give you peace and joy. Hallelujah. Contentment. Hallelujah. No matter, oh, what kind of state you in. Amen. He wants to reach way down and pick you up. Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. Amen. For this blessed opportunity for all of you here who have come. Amen. Amen. I tell you, we're just so grateful as I look at the dashboard lighting up here, and I'm just so grateful. Amen, 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 that you have come. If it's your first time, please come again. Amen, amen. Right now, we are going to turn you over into the hands of Minister LC. We're going to let him come in and present the devotional part of this service. Amen, and I'll be back. Praise God.
Just Show Up Ministry. Tonight, if you please, I would like to share a few verses from the 98th Division of Psalms. And it reads, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For the Lord has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness has he openly shown into the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the earth has seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All the earth make a loud noise and rejoice. Sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with harps, with the harp and the voice of songs, with the trumpets and the sound of cornets. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he has come to judge the earth with righteousness. Shall he judge the world and the people with equity? I read from 1 through 8 verses of the 98 Psalm, and I would like to present the Father's prayer, if you please, taken from the 6th chapter and the 9th verse of Matthew. It reads, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and thy glory forever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, as we lay on our beds and slumber and slept all night, but you kept watch over us. And early this morning, my Father, you touched us with your finger of mercy, our eyes opened, and we was blessed to see a new day, one that we have never seen before. Thank you, Lord, for the portion of our health and strength, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Ava, just Lord, to just keep pressing on in your name, Father. I thank God for my wife, Lord. She dealt so gently with me while I was ill, but God has put me back now, and I want to be with y'all every chance I get. And at this time or another, I just want to turn the service back into my wife's hands. May God bless you.
I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. I will sing hallelujah, oh Lord. You are the source of my supply. Lord, I praise you, I lift you high. And I will sing hallelujah. I will sing, oh Lord. Oh Lord, he has given us hills and mountains. He has given us level plains. He has given us food and clothing. He has given us shelter from the storm and the rain. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. Hallelujah, oh Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will sing hallelujah. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, at this time, amen, we are going to the ask, do we have any youth on the call today? We're going to call for the youth corner, youth corner. Any youth today? Do we have any youth on the call today? Hello? Okay, do we have any youth on the call today? Amen. All right, then we won't hesitate. We'll move on, and we'll ask who are on the cone. Who are the adults that are on the phone on the cone today? On the phone
Minister
today,
Richardson.
Mr. Richardson,
Minister Richardson,
Mr. Vivian,
Carolyn,
Sister Regina. Sister Regina.
Hey. Sister Regina, okay. Amen, amen, amen. So we have no young youth at this time. Amen. Let me see. I want to make sure I don't have anybody blocked. Oh, no, I don't. Hello, Brother Keon. I think I see your number. You're not here?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Oh, I saw your number, sweetie. Amen, amen.
Yes,
ma'am. Yes, sir. Well, you want to make a presentation at this time? We're so glad that you are on. Would you like to make a presentation?
Yes.
Our show today is geared towards going back to school. We want to pray and encourage, inspire our children to be encouraged to go back to school and do well and have a good year. Amen, amen, amen. You want to tell us how was your summer? Are you ready to go back to school?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you ready to go back to school?
Yes, ma'am.
You had a wonderful summer.
Yes, ma'am.
What grade will you return to?
What grade I will be heading to?
Uh-huh. Great. Amen, amen. So would you like to make a presentation in any wise, prayer, or say anything else?
Can it be? Can somebody be before me?
Well, we'll just go ahead on and we want to encourage the youth anyway today. This is our. We want to encourage you all. We want you all to listen. If you don't have anything prepared to say, just listen. Amen. And be encouraged. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. So at this time, we are called for Minister Richardson to come. Amen. Minister Richardson, come in your own way, and Minister Vivian, Minister Carolyn, Mother Regina. Amen. Y'all come in that order.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Give me time to get to my Bible.
Okay, well, let Minister Vivian go, and you can come after Minister Vivian.
Okay.
Praise God. Praise God. We are delighted to be here in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Just thanking him and gracious to all his mercies and grace. Praise God. And I know I hear Elder say, we are delighted that the children are going back to school. And we just want to bring great encouragement to them tonight, that the more they learn, the more knowledgeable they'll be. Because God said in his word to get wisdom, get knowledge, but most of all, get understanding. So go to school and desire to hear something different than you heard last year. And let your mind be in tune. The Bible says, let your mind be in tune. Hallelujah. So we are praying for you, children, as you all return to school. We are praying against any kind of incident that may happen to no bus. Having any accident, no schools having any accident, that you be guarded with God's great angels surrounding you, praise God, and leading you and guiding you. And one day, yes, Lord, you will see the great results that will come from being obedient, praise God, hallelujah. So I pray right now, a blessings up on each one of you name by name. I don't know each one of you name, but God does. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, yes, we come before you, Lord God. Oh, God, lifting up the children to you, Lord God, as they return back to school, God. Oh, God, you told us anything we ask in your name, you said you would do it, God. And we are bringing the children before you, Lord God, that you protect them because you love them, God, and you have loved them. Oh, God, yes, before they came here into this world, and you still love them. Lord, show them your power, God, how you will keep them throughout the year, God. Oh, Father God, open up their understanding that they will gain wisdom and knowledge, oh, God. Open up their understanding, oh, God, Father God, that they, oh, God, will want more, God. Open up their ears, oh, God, that they can hear, oh, God, in the spirit as well as in the physical, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, you brought them here and you brought them for a purpose and a reason, and you done let them got to this age, God. Oh, it's not by happen chance, oh, God, but it's, oh, God, for your good pleasure, oh, God, that they will, oh, God, the things of you, oh, God, and the more they advance in you, Lord God, you will take them from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Bless God. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Vivian.
Amen. I will be reading Psalms 23 and saying a prayer for the children. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God has already been blessed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for all the children all around the world, Lord God. Thank you for bringing them from summer camp, Lord, from summer school, Lord God, bringing them back to school, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for them having a great summer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, walk with them, talk with them, Lord God. Let them know that you are there with them, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and I thank you for all the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for bringing them from here all the way back to school, Lord God. Cover them, Lord God. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' blessed, wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Bless you, Minister Richardson. Amen. Amen. Minister Carolyn and Mother Regina. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, Father, we're at your throne, Lord God. We're at your throne giving you glory and praise, Lord God. We just say hallelujah, Lord God, because had it not been for you today, Lord God, where would we be, Lord God? We thank you for your tender mercies that woke us up this morning, Lord God. We thank you for your grace that keep us, Lord God. And Lord, as we lift our children who are going back to school up to you, Lord God, we pray a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Protect them like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know the enemy is out to destroy them, Lord God. So, Lord God, we rebuke that assignment of the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let no soul be lost and no debt come, no premature debt come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Protect the schools, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. But protect the minds of the kids that are going back to school, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you withhold no good thing from them, Lord God. Let them be slow to speak, Lord God, and quick to listen, Lord God, gaining knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord God, from all those who have charge over them, Lord God. But put in charge those that has wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God. Bless the teachers that serve them, Lord God. Let them serve them with a righteous hand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them go back to school, not going back to school just eager to learn, Lord God, but let them go back to school, Lord God, as a representation, as an ambassador of Christ, Lord God. Dispatch ministering angels to minister to our kids while they're in school, Lord God. Build them up, Lord God, everywhere they may be falling short, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just pray that you spread your anointing abroad. Spread it everywhere, Lord God. Spread the Holy Spirit everywhere, Lord God. When they want to do wrong, Lord God, we pray that you quicken their spirit to do the right thing, Lord God. Let all of our children, Lord God, have the ability, Lord God, to do the right thing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let them be able to focus, Lord God. We call focus now in the name of Jesus. Let them focus, Lord God. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we just ask that they be able to produce, Lord God, their work as they're producing it for you with excellence, Lord God. Let all grace abound, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the minds, Lord God. Give them the mind of Christ, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let them know that there's nothing impossible with you, God, and that they can do all things through you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray that their behavior be acceptance in your sight, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that right now, Lord God, that every child that's sitting in a classroom, Lord God, be protected by you, Lord God. That every child sitting in a classroom, Lord God, be treated well, Lord God. We pray for the teachers, Lord God, that they have the ability to teach. And if they're lacking the knowledge, that they seek it, Lord God. I pray that you give them wisdom, Lord God, so that they know how to go forth in the classroom, know how to go forth and teach the kids. Not only teaching them the book knowledge, but ministering to their spirit, Lord God, because we don't know what the kids go through when they're outside of the school. But Lord God, we know that with kindness, with love, with a peaceful spirit, Lord God, that they will succeed and they will achieve, Lord God. We just pray success over everyone that's entering a classroom, Lord God. Let them have a prosperous school year. Let them have a joyous school year. Let them be able to do things that they never thought that they could do before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, build up the confidence, Lord God. Build up the confidence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch their minds, Lord God. Give them a right mind, Lord God. A mind to study, Lord God. A mind to study and show themselves approved, not approved just in the classwork, but to study your word, Lord God. Let them pray more, Lord God, knowing that you hear all prayers and you answers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray a successful school year for all children entering the school realm. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Minister Peters. Amen, amen. Mother.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mother.
We read a scripture coming from the 26th chapter of Isaiah. It says, in that day shall this song song in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation with God at point.
Come on.
Walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed with because he trusted in thee. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord, hope is everlasting strength. And Father God, we just thank you this evening. I read from the first through the fourth verse of 26th chapter of Isaiah. And Father God, we thank you this evening. We thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for keeping us all the day long, Father God. And Father, we thank you that we're able to get on tonight. And everyone that's on there, Father God, thank you for oh, go with us all and stand by, Father God. And Father God, as we pray for our children and grandchildren, great-grandfather God, for all children, Father God. And Lord, I know I have some special ones that I need to pray for this evening, Father God. But, Lord, I am praying for all children. Father God, that they go to school and listen and want to learn. And, Father God, as they go, you pray for the teachers and everyone that they have to come in contact with, Father God. And the parents, Father God, help the parents. Let them know that they're just not supposed to learn at school. They're supposed to be trained at home. Oh, Father God, because what I'm seeing, Father God, they're not getting a whole lot of training at home. So, Lord, have mercy on the children and the parents. Oh, Father God, please be with them as they go, as they ride the buses, Father God. Oh, you see the buses is going so fast. I see them every day. They're driving so fast, Father God. Just give them traveling grace, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for each one as they go and make it back home safe and sound. We know that's a blessing. We know that's you. Only you, Lord Jesus. Father God, give them a learning mind that they want to learn. Oh, go with them all and stand by, Father God. And have mercy on us all because, Father God, we all need you. We know we can do nothing without you, Father God. Have mercy on all of us, Father God. And whatever we have said, did, or thought wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, please forgive us for it. Oh, lead and guide us. Oh, Father God, and we thank you for Sister Sadie, Father God. For she is truly trying, and she's truly for the young people, Father God. Oh, have mercy on us, Father God. And thank you for us. Thank you for her husband being able to come on this evening. Lord, we thank you. We love you. And we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Mother. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you all. Amen, amen, amen. Is there anyone else? Now, before I go in, Father, I would like to know if there's anyone else that would like to come forward. Is there anyone else that would like to come forward at this time? Amen. Brother Gary?
Yes, sir. Brother Gary. Brother Gary, are you listening in? Take your phone off mute, Brother Gary. Brother Gary? Okay, well, maybe he might have went on off the sleep or something.
What you doing down there?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. My phone cut off. I had to call back in and be reconnected. How about that? Hey, man, amen. God is good. Amen, amen. I think I told y'all I was intending to tell y'all that should happen. Please don't hang up. And y'all didn't. So I thank the Lord for that. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to, I was checking to see if Brother Keon was on. He was in, seemed like was the only the child that we had on today. Amen. And I was hoping that he would stick around, but I see he's still on, but he's still, but he's not, don't seem to be listening right at this point. But, I wanted to read some scriptures to the kids. Amen, amen. I wanted to read some scriptures to them. And, amen, the scripture that I'm reading is scriptures that Christ is concerned for children. Christ is concerned for children. God is concerned about you children. Amen. He is concerned about his children. Amen. 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 It says right here, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever therefore shall humble themselves as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, believe in me, it were better for him that a milestone be hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. In Matthew 18:1-6 and verse 10, whosoever shall receive one such in my name receiveth me, and whosoever receiveth me whosoever shall receive one such children in my name receiveth me, and whosoever receiveth me receiveth not me, but him that sent me, okay? And they brought young children to him, and that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hands up on them and blessed them. Mark 9, chapter 37, 13 through 16. Amen. This is scriptures that let us know that Christ is concerned about his little children. Amen, amen. And I know we often refer to it as little children. Amen, amen. But we are all his little children. Amen, yes. Amen, amen. Whoever receives Jesus as Lord, we are God's little children. Amen. But just imagine if he feel that way about me as a little child, what about you as a little child who cannot fend for yourself, who needs to be mothered and fathered and cared for? Amen. God is a loving father. Jesus is a loving Jesus. Amen, amen. Gave his life for us all. Amen. Amen. So we praise God for that. Amen, amen. So we thank you all for all of the prayers, all of the wonderful prayers that were prayed, that were sent forth, amen, on behalf of the children. Amen. And let us continue to pray for the children. Amen, amen, amen. We want to pray for the pray. Everybody has prayed and really blessed the children. Amen. And we just want to keep iterating and reiterating. Amen. Because we got to keep praying. Amen. Keep on praying. Keep on encouraging the children. Amen. 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 We want to encourage them to be positive and stay strong. Amen. I had some little quotes here that I wanted to just kind of like say to them, and I had sent them some little quotes that I wanted them to read. Amen. And some little quotes that says, be so good they can't ignore you. I just wanted to humor the little children some, you know. I was hoping that they would be on the line, but we must know that school must be Monday. A lot of schools are going to be starting Monday, and it's a possibility that they're out doing final shopping or whatever, you know, but children have to do whatever their parents are doing, you know, a lot of them do it, you know. So we just can't hold the children responsible for not being on the corn, amen. But I do thank God that I can send the message out to them, so I can send this recording to them, and they can still be blessed by your ministry. Amen. Amen. Another quote went like, you must do the things you think you cannot do. That was quoted by Eleanor Roosevelt. Amen. Take your risk now. As you grow older, you become more fearful and less flexible. And I mean that literally. I hurt my knee this week on the treadmill, and it wasn't even on Amy Poehler. It was just, you know, just something to humor the children to excite them back to school. Education is the key to unlocking the world, a passport to freedom. Oprah Winfrey. Amen, amen. Amen. I am positive and affirmation. Saying I am brave enough. I'm brave enough, worthy, nice, Uh-huh. Beautiful. Uh-huh. Compassionate, resilient, love, important, unique, capable, amazing, kind, strong, special. Amen, amen. And it says also mistakes are how I learn. Improvement means a little better each day. Never stop learning. Determination will get me things. Success don't happen by accident. Effort is how I overcome challenges. Things are difficult before they are easy. And that spells mindset, M-I-N-D-S-E-T, mindset. Amen, amen. Yes, God want our children, amen, to be blessed. Amen. But he wants us to be blessed mostly spiritually, but he is concerned about our children, body, mind, and emotion. He knows that we care about our children, and he cares about them in the same way. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. And to the children, some scriptures for encouragement. Psalms 9 through 10 says, the Lord is a refuge for the oppressed and a stronghold in time of trouble. Psalms 34:10b says, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So in all you do, seek the Lord. Isaiah 26:3-4, those of steadfast mind, you keep in peace because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God, you have an everlasting rock. Amen. Matthew 6:34, therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day, it is its own trouble. Amen. He's telling us to be encouraged at all times. Don't be troubled. Don't be anxious. Amen, amen. God is everything that we need. There's so much going on. We're praying for protection. Amen. Psalm 32:7-8. You are my hiding place. God is our hiding place. You will protect me from trouble and surround me with songs of deliverance. Amen. Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help. Amen, amen. So we thank the Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for protection. Thank you for guidance. Thank you for friendship. Thank you for peace. Thank you for your unfailing love, for being our Savior. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, as we continue to pray, dear God, oh God, as that you just continue to bless our children, to show our children the right path. Heavenly Father, show our children the right path. Amen, this school year, oh God, that they may not be influenced by the unwise, but seek your purpose in all things. Guide their choices. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, show them the right path, Father. Oh, Father, amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Father God, we pray for their passion, Lord God. We pray, oh, God, that they will develop a passion for the things of God. Oh, God, we pray that they will hunger and thirst for you, Lord, and your word, oh, God, and will love you with all their hearts, soul, and mind. Give them compassionate, oh God, and generous hearts, oh God, to love others as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lord, oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, it is so easy for the kids to get off the right path when trying to fit in. Amen, amen. Lord, we just ask that you, oh God, to continue to encourage their hearts and remind them, Lord, oh God, to keep their minds on the things of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Look to the things above, oh God. Calling, oh God, on for spiritual intervention in all things, oh God. Oh God, as they go through this school year, Lord God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We ask that you pray, oh, bless the administrators, oh God. Oh God, bless the staff, oh Father God. Oh God, bless them, oh God. Bless them, oh God, to accept correction, oh Father God. So many of them don't want to accept corrections, oh God. Sometimes they feel like they are right and the teachers are wrong, Lord. But help them, oh God, to just humble themselves down, oh Father God, and accept correction. Just give them a soft heart, oh God, so they can gain knowledge, oh God, from the teachers, oh God. Oh God, and respect them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, we bless and pray for all of the staff members. Oh, God, everyone, oh, God, that they come in contact with, oh, Father God. Oh, God, give them strength in the name of Jesus, Father God. We just give you glory on behalf of the children. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Be back same time next week if the Lord spare lives. Amen. We'll be right back here. Amen. We'll be right back here. Same time. And we just want to thank you all. Our silent listeners, we always thank you. We just thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part. You just make up such a great part. Amen. Amen. It's been on that and just on that every time. On that every time. Amen. Even though you don't say anything, we just bless the Lord for you and love you. And we just thank all of you. All of you. And on tomorrow, on Sunday evening, every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, Minister Vivian, Georgia, at the same number. On every Friday at 8 o'clock, Minister Janice, at the same number. Amen. Amen. Can anybody hear me out there, Steve?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Amen, amen. We're grateful, we're grateful. Amen. So we're going to amen, who did that drop? Oh, okay. Anyway, we're going to say this is the first of the month, so we're going to say happy birthday and anniversaries and all of the things that you may celebrate. We're celebrating you early, and ones that celebrated last month, amen. If we left anybody out, you know, we want to say happy birthday, happy anniversaries, and all of that good stuff to you. Amen. If you'd like to have anything to say or make an announcement at this time, I have another second or so. You may come forward. Otherwise, we will be loving on each other and closing out.
Amen. I love all of y'all. Be blessed to remain another night.
I love you all.
I would like to say to the children that in the sixth chapter of Ephesians, he says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, for promises, that thou mayest be well with thee and may live a long, prosperous life on earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Great final word. Amen. Bye bye. Love you all.
Okay. Bye bye. Love y'all.
Love you.
Right.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Love you.